Congratulations, your gift of a new day is here. Ready to live it big? You're listening to the Big Life Devotional Podcast. Now, here's Pamela to get you fired up for all God has available for you today.
Well, good morning, beautiful. Welcome to a brand new day of life. Oh, girl, I am so glad that you pressed play today. Thank you for inviting me into your life. I have a really special devotional for you today titled Reppin' Jesus Here. We have one last stop in our study of the final week of Jesus' life here on earth before arriving to the cross tomorrow. One more important lesson to teach this week. Now, I so wanted to tell you all about the foot washing. Oh, I wanted to talk about the foot washing. Or I wanted to tell you about the last meal with Jesus. I wanted to tell you about the man who carried Jesus' cross when Jesus was too weak from the beating to continue his destined journey. But I can't. I can't because these roosters will not stop crowing, y'all. I'm in a darling little cottage high atop a mountain on the island of Oahu, where it is very much like a jungle. It's just us and the wild chickens up here. And this morning, during my study time, more than ever, the roosters are crowing. Every time I begin to write about foot washing or the Last Supper or the journey to the cross, another rooster crows and stops me. Lord, I hear you. Today we will talk about the part of the story I honestly don't want to talk about, the part of the story that gets really personal, how I too can deny Jesus, how I can fail to represent myself as a girl who hangs out with Jesus, how the rooster crows, reminding me of my continual need for forgiveness and redirection. Jesus had gathered his best friends for one final dinner together, and he gave them the bread that represented his body. He gave them the wine that represented his spilled blood. He knelt down and he washed their feet in humble service. He prayed over them and he asked God to protect each of them from the evil one. He promised them the power of the Holy Spirit. Like, what a day they had all shared. And then we come to Luke chapter 22, where Jesus tells Peter that Satan has asked to sift him like wheat. But Jesus says in verse 32, "But I have prayed for you that your faith may not fail. And you, when you have turned back, strengthen your brothers." Jesus prayed for Peter. He prayed that his faith would not fail. He prayed that after he failed, that he would return and then lead others. Jesus knew Peter would fail, but he had already talked to God about his return. And Jesus already knew that you would fail too. He knew you would get a little lost along the way. He knew you would get all fleshy and mess things up for a bit. But my sister, he's already prayed for your return. He's already planned for you to come back. And when you do, you will be a strength and guide to others. That's just the way Jesus does things. And we see that in Peter. Now, Peter boldly says to Jesus, "Lord, I am ready to go with you both to prison and to death." And then Jesus says in verse 34, "I tell you, Peter, the rooster will not crow today until you deny three times that you know me." Now, Peter just couldn't accept that he would fail his Jesus. He loved him. He had walked on the water with him. He knew he was the Son of God and the Savior of the world. No way would he deny him. It just couldn't be. I feel the same way. Like, there's no way anyone could make me deny Jesus. I know who he is, and I know what he's done in my life. And maybe you feel the same way. But let me tell you, Satan works hard on God's girls to trip us up. What was it that caused Peter to deny Jesus? Yes, it was fear. Yes, it was weakness. But there were steps that brought him there. And they are the same steps God wants us to be aware of so we don't get tripped up too. We're going to take a look at two of the things that Peter did wrong that led him to the denial of Jesus. Luke chapter 22, verses 54 through 62. Going to read the story together. It says, they arrested Jesus and led him to the high priest's home, and Peter followed at a distance. The guards lit a fire in the middle of the courtyard and sat around it, and Peter joined them there. A servant girl noticed him in the firelight and began staring at him. Finally, she said, this man was one of Jesus's followers. But Peter denied it. Woman, he said, I don't even know him. After a while, someone else looked at him and said, you must be one of them. No, man, I'm not, Peter retorted. About an hour later, someone else insisted, this must be one of them because he is a Galilean too. But Peter said, man, I don't know what you're talking about. And immediately, while he was still speaking, the rooster crowed. At that moment, the Lord turned and looked at Peter. Suddenly, the Lord's words flashed through Peter's mind. Before the rooster crows tomorrow morning, you will deny three times that you even know me. And Peter left the courtyard, weeping bitterly. What led Peter to this denial is exactly what could cause us to deny Jesus in our own way today. First, a lack of prayer. Between Jesus warning Peter of his upcoming denial and Peter's ultimate failure was an invitation to pray. Jesus went to the Garden of Gethsemane. Remember, we talked about that in yesterday's episode, and he took Peter with him. And Jesus said, pray that you may not fall into temptation. But what did Peter do? He didn't pray. Peter fell asleep. Jesus is telling God's girls today, girls, pray so that you do not fall into temptation. Why are you falling asleep? Why are you letting the busyness of the day distract you from your prayer time? When you fail to pray, the enemy shows up to sift you like wheat. Do you know what that means, to sift you like wheat? He wants to shake your faith so forcefully that you fall. Jesus says, pray so that you do not fall into his temptation. Peter fell asleep when Jesus asked him to pray. His lack of prayer led to his denial. And second, hanging out with the wrong crowd. Peter was no longer with the other disciples. He was with the ones who had taken Jesus. He was sitting around their fire. Girl, whose fire are you sitting around? Why are you in this crowd? Why are you trying to fit in with people who aren't following Jesus? Tell me who you hang around with and I'll tell you who you will become. You become like the five people you spend the most time with. You start talking like them. You start acting like them. You start thinking like them. You start living like them. We often choose relationships that make us look better, relationships that make us feel better. It's easy to feel better when you surround yourself with people who are worse off than you. And it's easy to look better when those around you have bigger messes than you. But let me tell you something. It is darn hard to live better like that. God wants you to live better. Hang out with the people who make you do better. The ones who will call you out. The ones who will remind you of the truth. The ones who refuse to allow you to wallow and get worse while you waste the power of God that is living within you. Peter showed up to the fire pit that night with the wrong people, and he wasn't prayed up. And guess what happened? He did the very thing he said he would never do. When we hang out with the wrong people and allow the busyness of life to take over our prayer time, we too end up doing things we said we would never do. We fail. We say things we shouldn't say. We forget that we're representing Jesus. And the rooster crows. We know. We know we're in the wrong circle. We know we haven't made time for God. We know we've been part of conversations that are not honoring of God. We know we haven't represented Jesus well. And just like Peter, when we realize what we've done, we too feel guilt and shame. But here's the good news. Jesus has already prayed for our return. When we have failed to pray, Jesus has prayed for us. And Peter, he came back to Jesus. Do you remember this story? Jesus shows up after his resurrection, like after Resurrection Sunday, Jesus is alive again, and Peter is out in his boat fishing. And when Peter recognizes that it's Jesus, he jumps out of the boat and he swims to Jesus. And then on the shore, Jesus asks Peter three times if he loves him. Three times. Once for each time he had denied him that night around the fire. Peter says, "Yes, Jesus, I love you. Yes, Jesus, I love you. Yes, Jesus, I love you." And Peter did exactly as Jesus had prayed. He returned and he strengthened the others. He rose up as a leader and he brought others to the love of Jesus. May we remember to spend time in prayer. It's important. The enemy is always trying to shake our faith and make us fall. He will be successful if we are not prayed up. And may we always choose to be with those who make us do better over those who make us look better or feel better. We're repping Jesus here, girls. I pray we don't fail. But I also pray when we do fail, we will return to Jesus and strengthen others. Oh, I'm so thankful those roosters wouldn't stop crowing today so I could ultimately learn this lesson for myself and what God's trying to show me and share it with you. May I pray with you now? Come on and join me right now. Well, good morning, Papa God. Thank you so much for waking us up today. Thank you, God, for loving us so much that you sent your son for us. Thank you for your son who prays for us. Thank you, Jesus, for praying for us. Thank you for never giving up on us. Thank you for the roosters that are crowing in our lives to make us wake up, make us recognize that we're not living according to our faith and our priorities. We're not putting you first, God. We're hanging out with the wrong people. We're in the wrong circles. I pray for your forgiveness, God. I pray that you would help us to do better. We want to do better. We want to live better. We want to represent you, Jesus. So thank you for loving us so much that you don't give up on us. Thank you for forgiving us. Thank you for calling us back and strengthening us so that we can lead others to your love. I'm so grateful for every soul you've brought to listen to this today. Thank you, God, for loving them. Thank you for forgiving them. Thank you for leading them. Thank you that you have good plans for their lives. I pray over their families. I pray for your protection of our families. I pray for your provisions. It is in the name of Jesus. Amen. My friend, I hope this has blessed you today. I so enjoy our time together. The Roosters and I wish you a beautiful day of life. I would love to meet you again tomorrow. I love you wildly. Goodbye, everybody.
You were created for a big life. We'll help you do it. Join us each weekday for a new Big Life devotional podcast. If you're ready to dive into the Big Life way of living, visit our website at biglifehq.com.